Today, where he was confronted by Trump with baseless claims of the systemic killing of white farmers in that country. Trump alluded to Elon Musk, who is from South Africa.
I have other friends in South Africa, I have people that left, one in particular that says you can't go there. He said they want to take your land and they kill you.
The BBC's Pumza Philani in Johannesburg with the South African government's defense.
Not only are there not land grabs, but black and white South Africans are living largely harmoniously in the country, that the issue of the white genocide is non-existent.
South Africa's president says he hoped to set the record straight and also talk about investment. Iran has confirmed more nuclear talks with the U.S. set for this Friday in Rome. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said today he's open to a temporary ceasefire in Gaza. The Justice Department is canceling police reform settlements reached in Minneapolis and Louisville after the killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. The mayor of Louisville says they'll move forward with reforms regardless.
The goals for reform, the objectives for improvement are exactly the same as they were. It will just be a different process.
The administration also said it will retract the findings of other Justice Department investigations into six additional police departments that the Biden administration accused of civil rights violations. After days of severe weather across the nation, parts of New England are bracing for a nor'easter, weather more commonly associated with fall and winter rather than spring. On Wall Street, stocks finished much lower today. Business reporter Jason Brooks.
Long-term interest rates surged higher with investors concerned that Congress will pass a budget bill adding to the U.S. deficit, and that weighed heavily on the market with stocks tumbling lower.
The vote on the president's budget bill is expected tonight. The Dow finished off 816 points. The S&P 500 was down more than 0.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A judge has sentenced 22-year-old Lamarion Blair to a decade behind bars for his involvement in the 2022 Graceland Cemetery shooting. That left two people wounded during a funeral. We're one step closer to a major roadside attraction near the Milwaukee-Racine County line. The Oak Creek Common Council approved plans this week for Wisconsin's first Bucky's Travel Center. They're looking to open near I-94 and Elm Road. Bucky's officials say construction could start in the coming months. However, the project is still awaiting a DOT traffic study approval. The Racine Unified School District is raising wages by nearly 3% for teachers and building service workers next year. The increase, effective July 1st, aims to offset inflation and reward staff. New details confirm both students and adults made racist comments toward Milwaukee athletes at a recent Racine County track meet. It's led to a public apology from officials at Waterford Union High. An investigation found Waterford students referred to Rufus King team members as, quote, gang members. Event volunteers and an official used racially insensitive language. Racine Alderman Malik Fraser is defending his absence from the Common Council. In an interview with the Racine County Eye, Fraser says he informed city leaders before departing for Army Reserve training. Fraser, currently serving as a sheriff's deputy and officer candidate, says he's staying involved by joining council meetings via Zoom. You can go deeper on the controversy at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers surrender to the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, Milwaukee's Caleb Durbin tied it up in the ninth, but top of the 11th, the Orioles' Adley Rutschman drove the ball deep into left field on the Orioles TV network.
He didn't get a great jump off the first base. Get up, ball.
Deep to left. Adley Rutschman toward the wall.
RBI and the Orioles have busted it wide open here in the top of the 11th.
The Brewers was running out of arms at the end of the game, Trevor McGill, Tyler Alexander, ended up losing 8-4 today at AmFam Field. The Crew missing out on the sweep, but winning the series 2-1. The Orioles snapping an 8-game losing streak. Up next, the Crew heads to Pittsburgh for a 4-game weekend series against the Pirates. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry! Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own, Larry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy for tonight, some showers linger in areas of drizzle with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs in the mid-50s. And upper 50s for Friday and Saturday, and mostly sunny. It's 46 right now.
It's time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1971.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Today we feature the class of 1971, so buckle your seatbelts. No, seriously, buckle them, because in 1971, wearing a seatbelt became a thing we suggested, not actually did. In the news, 1971 gave us plenty to talk about. Intel released the first microprocessor, which meant computers were slowly shrinking from a size of a room to, well, just a large refrigerator. The voting age was lowered from 21 to 18, so now you could be drafted and get yelled at for voting wrong. On the radio in 1971, we were listening to Ringo Starr, It Don't Come Easy, on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1971.
See you.
1971, it's Ringo Starr, and it don't come easy on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1971. It don't come easy was Ringo's first big hit as a solo artist. From 1971 to 1975, he had a string of hits, including two number ones, Photograph and You're 16. Well, 1971 marked the opening of Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Julie Andrews was a big star for Disney, and she helped promote it.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julie Andrews, and I'm here at the opening of the Walt Disney World in Florida, just a few miles away from Cape Kennedy, where men point their space vehicles toward the stars. Walt Disney decided to launch his final dream.
Commitment to the future for your children and mine. This is a world of lakes and waterways, of incredible new rides and illusions, of wildlife sanctuaries for nature's creatures, as well as camping grounds and golf courses and all manner of wonderful things for the human species.
The music kind of sounds like 1971, doesn't it? On the radio in 1971, we were listening to the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose, Treat Her Like a Lady. It's WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 71.
All my friends had touched me, something they didn't understand. I get all the women in the mall. I mean, I know you've heard
like
that the woman
will like
soon take advantage
like
of you.
Like
let me tell you,
like
my friend,
like
I just ain't
your
lucky dude.
So
you ought to
treat her like
a lady.
Like
the best you can do. But most of all, you got to be the, you got to hold her, and
want her,
and make her feel you'll always need her.
Need
you know a woman is sentimental, and so easy to upset her. So make her feel that she's real, yeah, and she'll give you happiness. It is the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. 'Cause I'm gonna
treat her like
a lady.
Treat her like
so affectionately. I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving me, Lord, look and see. You know what I mean.
From 1971, it's the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose and Treat Her Like a Lady on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1971. Well, in sports in 1971, it was the year of Roberto Clemente, who led the Pittsburgh Pirates to a World Series win. Oh, and yes, your Milwaukee Bucks won a championship, too.
How about yourself? You played a great game. Congratulations on the MVP.
Thank you very much.
How about the way Oscar put this ball club together? Don't you think that the addition of Robertson at the last year put a great ball club together?
Well, in this last game, we weren't all together today. You know, we were missing some of our offensive players. He just came right in, made the big play, got the rebound, put the ball in the hoop, made 3-point plays. He did everything.
Really had a great series.
On the radio in 1971, it was T-Rex and Bang a Gong, Get It On. On WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1971.
You're dirty and sweet, getting back, don't look back, I love you. You're dirty and sweet, oh yeah.
1971, it's T-Rex and Bang a Gong. Get it on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1971. That song was written and recorded when T-Rex was touring the U.S. in 1971. The group had made some inroads in their native U.K. in 1970, but they were very little known here in the U.S., and Mark Bolan, the lead singer, wanted to change that by coming up with a song that would strike to the heart of America. So he came up with that song, which is full of sexual innuendo. Well, what were we watching in the movie theaters in 1971?
I've got a perfect puzzle for you. Oompa, loompa, doopity-dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets?
Eating as much as an elephant eats.
What are you at getting terribly fat?
What do you think will come of that?
I don't like the look of it.
Oompa, loompa, doom.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory debuted, terrifying children everywhere into thinking that candy could lead to death by blueberry inflation. And that is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1971.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Lee's Deli. Indulge in signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Hen House, and the Gobbler. Or enjoy today's special, the Reuben and Fries. It's a meal fit for a king, made with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Discover why they've been voted best ever seen year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 Lee's Deli gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The Racine Raiders return home on Saturday, March 24th for 90s night at historic Horlick Field. The Raiders are winners of 30 straight games and look to extend that streak against their rivals from the South, the Illinois Cowboys. The Raiders will honor the 1995 National Championship team and play great music from the 90s all night long. The Raiders, Saturday, May 24th at 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Field. Be there.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman, and it's time to play Can You Guess? Every 45 seconds, this happens in the United States. What happens? A house catches on fire.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay, how it stuck to the tires after the summer rain. Will power me that old car go? A woman's mind told me that so. Oh, how I wish we were back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Blue, traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Blue, how I love being a free man. I can still recall the wheat fields of St. Paul and the morning we got.
I do hope
news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, local news does matter. And now WRJN and the Racine County Eye are bringing you more of it than ever. With the biggest news team in the county, you'll hear the latest on WRJN and get full stories online at RacineCountyEye.com. Proudly keeping Racine informed together. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for his role in a gang-related shooting at Graceland Cemetery during a 2022 funeral. 22-year-old Lamarion Blair entered a no-contest plea to several charges after two mourners were shot and injured in the incident. Blair was later arrested by U.S. Marshals in Las Vegas. He'll serve 8 additional years of supervision after his 10-year prison term. Today, Racine County started a process to expand access to mental health and substance use treatment. There was a wet groundbreaking today for a new behavioral health building at the former Branham Lumber site on Taylor. The county says the 50,000-square-foot facility will centralize services and introduce the area's first local residential substance use treatment program. Leaders say the new center will strengthen the community by providing comprehensive care for those in need. The history is rich and the future is bright. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman delivered her 2025 State of the County address last night, highlighting recent accomplishments and her vision for the future. Kirkman noted the county's 175th birthday in her address and the upcoming centennial of the historic courthouse. She's claiming major achievements in restoring river habitats and reducing property taxes. Kirkman credited strong partnerships and a focus on transparency for keeping Kenosha strong and moving forward. Raises for Racine Unified teachers. The school board this week voted to give school district workers a pay boost starting next year, approving a nearly 3% base wage increase. It applies to teachers and building service employees. The raises are set to kick in July 1st. The board president says the move is key to attracting and retaining quality staff. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races at Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy for tonight. Some showers linger in areas of drizzle with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs in the mid-50s. And upper 50s for Friday and Saturday, and mostly sunny. It's 46 right now.
I've got your picture.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. My friend Robin's here. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
So you're a mom three times over.
Yes.
By the way, happy belated Mother's Day. I don't know if I ever said that to you.
You know, thank you. I appreciate that. And you can say that because it's a couple weeks late to Victoria.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So you've been pregnant three times. So do you have a most memorable moment of being pregnant, of pregnancy?
They're all, well, being TJ was our first, I remember a lot of being pregnant with him, but I think the most important one was when I first went to a doctor's appointment and they said, who are you here to see? And I said, well, I'm here just for my first appointment. Don't know the doctor at this point, because it was like a group of them.
Okay.
And they sent me in to see Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper, okay.
That's the truth. He was a great older gentleman, and he was nice and gruff and kind of like my grandpa and his son, so I liked him. Got along great.
Oh. He's a pepper, you're a pepper.
I know. And
wouldn't
then
you like to be a pepper, too?
Exactly. So that's the T-shirt that they gave us.
Nice.
I'm a pepper, little baby shirt.
Nice. I love it.
Yeah.
I have to tell you that I had an ulterior motive of asking you this question because it's kind of a trick question, because most people, when they're asked, do you have a most memorable moment of pregnancy, most people will not say the birth.
Oh, I could say that. You know, yeah, it is actually, too. But I want to enjoy like the very beginning when you first find out or whatever. That's exciting.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, memorable. Definitely that is memorable, though.
As I said, happy belated Mother's Day.
Thank you.
All right. There's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time on WRJM.
Imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Local news and time. she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to you. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Ooh, soon we'll be married and raise a family.
Down CCR on WRJN with Down on the Corner. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Be sure to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow. Don is going to have with him Carol Gianforte and Jim Mercier. They're going to talk further in their part three about the history of Racine's Elmwood Plaza. That's tomorrow morning on the Don Rosen Morning Show, 6 till 9 on WRJN.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switched from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Chance to be near you because
just to be with you.
Years WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more timeless hits on the way with Chris Morrow. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Some hardline Republicans are still opposed to President Trump's budget bill, but there's a vote coming up. Erica Brown reports.
The budget package includes an additional $350 billion for border security, deportations, and defense, and spending cuts to entitlement programs. But members of the House Freedom Caucus say those cuts and efforts to root out waste, fraud, and abuse in Medicaid don't go far enough.
Julie Rovner with KFF Health News says there are plenty of worries of the nearly nearly $700 billion in Medicare cuts.
There's concern that a lot of health facilities simply would go under if some of these cuts were made, particularly in rural areas. So you could end up with people, not just the people who'd lose their insurance through Medicaid, but people who would lose their source of care.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has accepted the Boeing 747 that Qatar is offering President Trump to use as Air Force One. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
On Capitol Hill, there's a lot of questions about the legality of this and the ethics of accepting such a big gift from a foreign government.
The Air Force will now have to ready it for the president's use. Linda Kenyon reports there was another contentious White House meeting today with a foreign leader, this time South Africa's president. The subject? White farmers in that country.
President Trump surprised South African President Cyril Ramaphosa with a video designed to support claims of genocide against white farmers.
Those people were all killed.
Have they told you where that is, Mr. President? No, I'd like to know where that is, because this I've never seen.
President Ramaphosa stayed calm, but pushed back, saying the killing of white Afrikaners is not government policy.
This is precisely what we would all